Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/theathletic.
Hello and welcome to Is This Good? The show where we boldly, conclusively, and scientifically decide what things in this big wide world are good. I'm Matt Austin, and with me as always is production powerhouse Jason Doyle.
Hello.
Hi, JD. Thanks for coming. Off the top, a public service announcement. If you're listening to this on the No Dunks feed, this is the last time the show will appear there. So please subscribe to Is This Good on your favorite podcast app, and you'll get this show with a new guest every week, plus a second amazing weekly show with me and JD. Pause the show and do it now. Pause. Okay, I assume everyone just paused the show, and then they came back. Welcome back! Thanks for subscribing. I promise it's a decision you will not regret. Now please enjoy this final installment of the Summer of Dunks. Today's guest is a longtime advocate for running who has recently discovered the dark side of his chosen athletic pursuit. That's right, his jogging addiction has forced him to drain his bank account so he can buy a whole new wardrobe. Not because he's lost weight, but because his calves are too big. Tragic. Yeah. Please welcome from No Dunks, the oldest and best basketball podcast on the planet, the man with the giant hams, J.E. Skeets.
Yeah. Thank you for having me back. I think I started the Summer of Dunks, and here I am ending the Summer of Dunks. I do want to know, do you have a bunch of, like, actual cool, good guests lined up as you now pivot back to ITG in your own feed?
Okay, so the qualifications were good and cool?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I mean, why? Has there anyone been on that you've listened and said that guy or woman was not good or cool?
No, I'm just more curious. Like, are we bringing anyone back? Or are we going all new people?
Oh, that's interesting. No, yeah. we're starting off with newbies, but awesome. I think eventually we'll cycle in some people that people have enjoyed and people that wouldn't mind receiving another query from me to join the show.
Okay. Excellent. Well, I'm looking forward to it. You know I'm subscribed to Is This Good on YouTube and the podcast feeds. So I can't wait.
Well, you know, like I was just thinking that some of the people we've had on the show have gone on to great success. Like Fumi Abe, for instance, he was on the show, just got named Vulture's one of their comedians to watch this year.
Wow. Yeah, Fumi. Congrats.
There you go. Congratulations.
Yeah, he's blowing up. Rachel Scanlon, she's like been on a tour. I swear to God, since we did the show, she's been on like a sold out tour. So some people, you know, they came on the show. We blew them up too big, you know?
Yeah. It's They're like, not going to return your calls.
Yeah. It's like I hurt myself in a way, but at the same time, I want to see everyone succeed. So that's something I put on my shoulders, you know? What are you going to do? Hey, could somebody have me on their show so I can blow up?
Right.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. You should be appearing on more shows to talk about Is This Good. Yeah.
You know, it's like in the early days of Twitter when you know, someone followed you and then they'd be like, follow back.
Yeah.
Well, I've had people on the show that haven't followed back, wow. AKA had me on their show. So we're going into this second season with some gripes.
So you have to, like, when you have these new people on, Is This Good? You have to almost end on camera by saying, hey, thanks for joining me here today. I'm looking forward to coming on your podcast or your television show, or maybe do 10 minutes before your stand-up set. Yeah, you have to like really be aggressive inviting yourself over or in or on.
Yeah, and then I make them confirm it on the show. I don't let them leave without a confirmation.
Yeah, right.
Right, so that's cool, right? Yeah, I'm sure we'll figure it out. All right, what day? Give me a couple
pull
days.
It. Let's get our calendars
We'll have my producer schedule it. All right, March 5th. And then, okay, but you're not going to cancel the week before, are you?
No,
why would I do that? Okay, maybe swear on your child's life?
Yeah, this is the get aggressive. Get yourself on all these other people's platforms.
Yeah.
Being nice is not working.
No.
Are you willing to open up your bank account? Because then you could easily go on Fumi's show, right? Cash cuties? That's all
you
it
think
takes.
You think that's what's holding him back from inviting? First of all, he would have to invite me, then I would say, okay. Yeah. But I'm not going to just tell him without the invitation. You know, I don't want to be...
Yeah.
I don't want to be that rude.
Why don't you get the pee hounds doing some of this work for you? Get them out there blasting other comedians or other podcasts and saying, you got to bring on Matty O.
I'd say it's an interesting point because, you know, Ryan Nanny from Celebrity Hot Tub on Twitter from the Shutdown Fullcast, I had him on because he sent out a tweet saying, hey, I will appear on anyone's podcast.
Yeah.
Doesn't
yeah.
matter if I know what I'm talking about or not. And someone sent that tweet to me and I said, hey, have I got a podcast for you?
And he was great. I love that
Ryan
one.
Was great.
That was a fun one. Yeah, he got up to like, what was the number he was at on how many podcasts he had appeared on?
I think he was already like 72 by the time he appeared on our show.
Holy crap. That's incredible. Yeah,
and he said ours was the best one.
Mm. Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Of course.
But are your calves okay?
Just my calves are okay. Yeah, look, I'm a skinny guy, but I have somewhat larger calves to the rest of my body because of running. And I said, my jeans are out of style now. They're a little too tight. Like these are not skin tight jeans, but they're the slim cut. And I don't know, I don't know if they ever looked cool, but they definitely don't look cool now with all these big pants everybody's wearing. What are you doing over there?
I'm struggling right now.
See? We're in a pants crisis.
Now, you know, it's like people are like, you know, oh, people don't change their minds, you know? This is the best example of how people do change their minds because there are no variables. It's me. It's the same person. It's the same clothing that I've had. It's the same mirror I'm looking in. But why do I suddenly look in that mirror and go, this looks like fucking shit?
I know. It doesn't make a lot of sense. I 100% agree with you. Not even just pants. Shirts I've had for decades where I've had no issue when I put it on looking in the mirror going, that looks nice. This looks really good. Fits me perfectly. Now I go, oh my God. What's going on?
What
my little tummy's coming
thinking?
Out. Yeah, it's too tight on my arms. Because now everything's
okay,
baggy.
No, but
big.
That's different. That's different, though. Oh, so you're not saying because I've put on 10 pounds
No,
since.
It's more the style. It's more what's in.
It's the style.
Yeah.
But there are some people that, like, it's lame because this style started at least 2 years ago. It's not like this just happened and we're confused
by it. Yeah, you're right. It's a slow burn to become more popular in the mainstream.
Yeah, but that's why. It's like, that's why I'll never be on the Vanguard, because it takes me 3 years of seeing people in baggy-er pants and looser-fitting clothing to then look in the mirror and go, oh, I look dumb now.
Right.
But the first week, I was like, they look dumb.
Right. That's the
now
issue.
The tables have turned.
Yeah.
Guys, you just have to embrace your old mannishness. That's what I've done.
Yeah.
It's like you see the old 90-year-old still wearing saddle shoes and the high-waisted pants. He's been wearing that since the 1950s, man, and that's me with the flannel shirt and whatever.
Yeah,
like,
you have to own your own style,
own
whatever
the style,
it is.
And then, oh, that guy dresses like an old, like the old woman who's married to that beehive. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, that's my style, and that's what I'm going with.
Yeah.
Well, what do you do? Because I'm not in the same position as you, because I have friends that will tell me, you look like shit. These clothes are not to be worn. I don't think you have anyone in your life confronting you about your style choice.
Literally no one. But I don't live in LA. Maybe you should move
hold
away
on.
From LA.
Hold on. I hate to peel back the curtain. I don't know, about 15, 20 minutes ago, I heard JD walk up to Esh, who helps us produce No Buffs, our Survivor podcast.
Yeah,
hey, Matt,
true.
You should come on it sometime. I heard JD go, hey, I gotta ask you, Rachel wanted me to ask you, where'd you get your pants from?
Yeah.
Oh,
and he was like, oh, really? He's like, yeah, these are nice pants you got on. Rachel said I might look good in them. And yeah, the answer was Old Navy.
Yeah,
I couldn't.
Surprising.
I perked up. Old Navy? I didn't know that place still existed.
That's definitely in my budget, so.
Yeah, you were like, good. That's good.
Yeah. I was afraid he was going to say, I don't know.
So you care a little bit, is what my point is.
Yeah, I do. I care. I like to.
And JD doing a sexual harassment in your time workplace.
Hey, take those pants off. Let me see.
Hey, yeah.
Try mine. Yeah.
I like the way the dumpy looks in them jeans.
Give me a little spin. A little spin, Ash.
Okay. What? Now you can't compliment anyone anymore? All right. Well, Skeets, one thing that I was excited to follow up on you with, you just went on vacation. We had you on before. I thought it'd be a nice little coda to the Summer of Dunks. You would come on and tell us, how did it go when you gave the flight attendants and the pilot those gift bags? And then, spoiler alert, you texted me. You said, don't ask me about the gift bags. I say, why? You say, we didn't give them out.
Well, we didn't give them out. Nora did not give them out. And I think what happened is this good? It was a public service announcement. We almost talked her out of it.
Really?
And the issues with it, yeah. Hmm. Where at least like she got self-conscious about it.
Yeah.
Some of the points I was bringing up. Oh
interesting.
Because
Yeah. Last time you said you hate being on the show because it always involves you getting into a fight with your wife. But I think what you're saying is you're thankful for this show because it allows you to come on and in a non-confrontational manner say all the reasons that things you want to say to your wife directly,
yes,
knowing that she's going to listen to
this. Well, that, and you saved me, I don't know, $25 of dumb chocolate in the airport I was going to give to a stranger who I had already paid $1,000 to fly on an Airbus.
Right.
Yeah. So, no, we didn't do it. I'm sorry. Like, I did want to do it because I wanted to see, how's this going to work? What are we going to do here? Are we going to get anything out of this? But in the end, she elected against it.
Well, all the money you saved on chocolates, Nora, please make Skeets spend it on a wide leg jean.
Oh, yeah.
I want this guy in a nice work pant. I want him in maybe a pair of Carhartts. Some Dickies, perhaps.
Nah, Carhartts?
Are you kidding me? Actually, you know what that does when you say it even? Even a wide leg. I go, it's going to be heavy.
Mm.
I don't like to feel weighed down.
Don't do it. Just commit to your look. This is your look for the rest of your life.
No, JD. Sorry. Sorry. We're still young and vital.
No, you're not.
On the streets.
You're not.
We're going to the bars. We're going to the clubs. We're going to the lounges.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. When was the last time you
were hanging
to a
with
bar?
The glitterati?
Do you think I'd look like a better dancer with a wide leg pant, like swishing around, or does it still look cooler, streamlined?
Like a JNCO?
Not that big. Just a. Not a bell bottom.
I think I think everything you do will instantly become cooler.
Because there's just more movement.
Yes. It is interesting because breakdancers have always worn like a big old t-shirt.
Yeah, I think it looks cooler. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Flowing. Yep. And then you can maybe do some cool moves where like you put one hand in and then you go like that.
Beat the chest. Beat the heartbeat.
You're beating heart. Okay, JD, you see, I know about breakdancing.
Oh,
okay? I can't
oh,
wear
you
the same
heard about breakdancing already? Wow. Okay.
You know what's coming to the Olympics?
You know what's behind here where you can't see? Cardboard, all right? It's in the living room floor.
Wow, you're practicing for the 2024 Paris Olympics.
Mm.
There's going to be breakdancing. If someone does that, if like the worst nation at breakdancing does Matteo's heartbeat under the shirt, oh, that'd be iconic.
Well, no, actually, Jill came home yesterday from a line dancing night.
Oh, wow.
Okay, country music is popular now, JD, so you wouldn't know that. But if you got varying styles, you get invited to the cool places, you will know country music is in, line dancing is in. It's a big line dancing thing. Anyways, all this to say, she was like, oh, play a song with a slower beat just so I could teach you. I could not do the first fucking move. I couldn't do the shuffle. I couldn't shuffle.
Really? Why?
I don't know. I'm not a terrible dancer.
That's what I mean.
Either.
Yeah. Like, you're fairly coordinated. Like, I don't understand why you couldn't pick it up at least. Like,
Could a man who's not coordinated do this?
Matt is doing, I don't know what you would call
that. Walk like an Egyptian.
It was in the Remember the Time video, you know, where you move your neck.
Yeah.
You keep your hands above your head, almost like in a prayer.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you move your neck.
Do it very well.
I mean, no, I can't do it at all. Yeah. You could do it. Try it.
No.
Yeah. I mean, you did better. You did better.
It was better.
You can't tough to do sitting down.
Yeah,
you're right. Yeah, that's the problem.
What's the shuffle? Is that like just going?
No, you got to like move your knee like forward like that. Okay. Anyways, it's not important. This is a video podcast.
That's
go
like the
on
last
YouTube
thing dancing should
cool
be, though.
Dancing.
Dancing shouldn't be. We shouldn't all be doing the same thing.
Yeah, but it looks cool when everyone's doing it.
It looks
you
cool.
You have to
it
admit.
It does look cool.
When the whole club
it's
is
like
doing
any sort
the same
of boy
thing.
Band all doing the same moves. You're like, eh, that does sort of look yeah. cool, even if the move isn't all that slick.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
You're right.
What about this one? What about this? Backstreet's Back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Hey, that song's called Everybody, right? Backstreet's Back.
Everybody, brackets, parentheses, Backstreet's Back.
Is that a Halloween song?
Great question. Wow. Halloween is coming up. I will say yes. I actually will say yes. Because
wow.
if you put it on at a Halloween party, people would get the
big
association.
Big time. Video has a Halloween theme.
Does it?
Yeah, they're all in costume. That. They're in like a haunted house. Mm-hmm. And you're right. It has like a... There's something spooky about the song.
It does have yeah. a spooky bass line. Dun, 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 dun,
yeah,
dun,
yeah.
Dun, dun,
yeah.
Dun,
Backstreet's Back. Guess who else comes back? Zombies, ghosts.
Right.
Okay.
Backstreet, boy
yeah.
bands.
Yeah, yeah.
NSYNC right. just came back. Anything can happen.
Well, they're just, I'm saying I heard it on the radio, and it. I was pretty convinced it was like, yeah, October's here, Halloween season. I'm like, I said to Nora, I was like, this is a Halloween song now. Or has it always been? I didn't realize it. So we had a big debate about that.
I think it's in the canon. There yeah. always needs to be new, good Halloween songs. There's very few. Just like Christmas songs. We need good ones to enter the canon.
Yeah.
All right, Skeet, some quick housekeeping. As I said, the Summer of Dunks has come to an end. So I'm going to remind you again, please subscribe to Is This Good on your chosen podcast app. We would love to have you as part of the ITG family. Skeet, if you had to sum up the Summer of Dunks in three words, what words would they be?
Me, and me.
Me.
No, not me, me, me. me, and me. Phil Skeets and this guy. No, I don't know. That's tough. You're putting
You're saying we
spot.
Worked you too hard?
I mean, I start to wonder if I'm the only one doing no dunks. Yeah. I feel like I've been on 8 times.
Well, the words I was going to use were smooth, seamless synergy.
Yeah, that works too. I'm kidding. I love coming on this. I'm offended when I'm not asked. Yeah, that's great. That works. I hopefully people have been at least finding the show maybe on No Dunks and making their way to the ITG world.
That's right. That's right. And it's look, it's a show that you didn't have to plan for.
Oh, I don't have a computer. I love it.
You just show up. You just show up. It's not that much work, everyone. He's fine. He's okay.
It's not. Well, no, there's a lot of pressure actually, Matt. If you'd like to know. Rachel, JD's wife.
Yeah.
Well, she says I'm the greatest guest ever on Is This Good.
Yeah.
Her words, not mine.
She does say that. She does
her words. That. And so now she told me that. She told me this like months ago. Every time I come on, I'm like, Rachel's in the back of my head. Say something funny. Come up with a great angle. Seriously. This isn't easy. Just because I'm not leading anything, I got to, you know, come with the take.
It's almost more pressure.
Come
right?
with
it. Yeah, it's easy for me. I just tell you the topic. You got to talk
Right.
But, well, behind the curtain, I got to actually prep more because then I don't know how much the guest is prepped. So it is more work for me. And ultimately, this succeeds and fails on my ability to be funny. So if you'd like to support the show, because it is very hard and we don't make any money doing it, please join our Patreon at patreon.com/isthisgood. If you want to buy merch, go to isthisgoodpod.com and send topics for future shows to isthisgoodpod@gmail.com. And subscribe on YouTube so you could see our cool dancing.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I gotta get something off my chest. Nothing drives me crazier than sending a message to a group chat and getting no response. That's why I'm a big emoji responder. Love a hang loose hand or a salute. But man, it hurts when you send a message and get nothing back. Ouch! We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. therapy isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/NoDunks today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/NoDunks. This episode of No Dunks is brought to you by BetterHelp.
All right, Skeets, the premise of the show is very simple. I'm going to give you a topic. You tell me if it's good. First topic, at littlejack_horner asks, requesting songs from a DJ. Is this good? Now, you've been on both sides of the fence.
Been on both sides for sure. Well, I've been dancing out there in my tight pants. but I have DJed. I've DJed with you before.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, I mean,
ones
look,
and twos.
Okay,
the ones.
It's a bit
there was
of,
only one.
It all comes down to, like, were we really DJing? We were playing music. We were playing, we were changing songs on the fly and reading the room. If that's DJing to you, yes. Now, were we mixing and all that? Not really. There's some fades.
We're crossfading. Crossfades.
But anyway, I've done it with you. I've done it for, in high school, I did it with our friend Ken. So I've done it a handful of times. And I will say it's not good to ask a DJ or to request a song from a DJ. Now, look, I think at a wedding, I have no real issues with that. Should you tip when you do it? What do you think about that?
Interesting.
Pay someone off.
I mean, I've never done that, but I've never
asked. I have too
asked...
much integrity. I'm not taking $5 to play a shitty song.
What about a drink?
That's crushing.
What about, let me buy you a drink as a
it's
thank
a wedding.
You.
It could be an open bar.
True.
But anyway, I'm ultimately deciding, no, this is not good. I think you should, I think you should trust the DJ. It is their job to read a room and play the right songs and whatever. Like, it's like music's going to be tough in a room full of 100 people. You're not going to please everyone. And then you get into the issue, if you think this is okay, of people, they have shitty taste in music. And just because they're asking because they want to hear a particular song doesn't mean, like, oh, well, now you like feel beholden that you have to play it. So you don't want that. And like when we did it, Matt, like we did it at a wedding, our friend's wedding. And, you know, it was great. Overall, it was a blast. But I even remember I was like, we were getting annoyed. Like people were coming up like, oh, could you play that again? Or play this? And you're like, guys, just go party and dance. You know, like we're killing it here. And like 99% of the room is doing it. Don't worry. We got you. You're in good hands. So it became, I do remember being like, oh my God, this is a little annoying. But I don't know.
But so have you never been drunk enough that you've, in a bar or club, made a request from the DJ? Because there are times where you're so sure. If you play this song, the dance floor will explode. You feel it so sure in your head and in your body.
Yeah, but I want to trust that DJ that he'll get there.
Yes, you're right.
Right?
You're right.
So it's like, if anything, I should be... it's like, everybody's got to play their part, right? The DJ's got to play great songs, yes. But also, we got to, if he's playing good songs, he or she, we got to be on the dance floor bringing it.
Mm-hmm.
We feed off each other.
Yes.
So the last thing I should be doing is standing there saying, hey, can you play everybody? Backstreet's back. It's October now. It's a Halloween jam. No, I mean, I should be out doing my part on the dance floor, but, you know, hopefully the song.
You take out your phone, you load up the video on YouTube, you say, you see, Nick is dressed as a werewolf.
I don't think I have, Matt. I'm racking my brain.
Okay, you're respectful.
I don't think I have.
JD, you've been a DJ. How do you deal with this?
I would never make a request to a DJ, ever. Because, yes.
But I'm sure you've been requested.
Oh, yeah, hundreds of times, yeah. Like so, 4 or 5 times a night.
Do you just pretend that you're going to play it, or do you
usually
say it?
Well, the place that I was, it was a basic bar, almost like DJing a wedding in a way. Mm-hmm. Like just the classic set list. We start with, you know, some dance music, and then we move into rock and get into that stuff, and, you know, throw in some makeout jams here and there. You know, it's a set.
I just love
night.
That you called it a classic playlist.
Well, you know what I mean, like a classic dance party dance list.
Yeah,
trying to please everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that kind of thing. So 9 times out of 10, they would come up and say, "Hey, play Sweet Child of Mine." I'm like, "Yeah, it's coming up. Don't worry, it's coming." You know, like I was going to play it. Like everybody asked for it every night kind of thing. So, but, you know, and then there's some idiot who's like, "Oh, could you play Steely Dan, blah, blah, blah." And this is back in 1991. I was like, "No, I'm not. I don't have it, even if I did."
Oh, the classic, "I don't have it." Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But then that became an issue because people are like, "Well, let me just plug in my phone."
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, luckily there wasn't that back then. But what do you think about this? I've been to weddings where the couple has like a list of songs they do not want played.
Oh, yeah. That's quite common, like, I think, now.
Oh, I think that's that. I'm okay with that. Like, if you have 3 songs that you're like, "I don't want to hear Uptown Funk,"
right?
I think that's fine.
Right.
But some people give the guy or girl a list.
Yeah.
Like, play these songs.
Right.
That is a bad idea. I think you want to give them maybe 20 songs and be like, "This is sort of the sandbox that you can play in."
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't think you want to dictate play these songs because a lot of it is reading a room and feeling it out.
Totally.
when to release the Kraken, so to speak.
Yeah, if you're in the hands of a good DJ, he or she will take you on a journey. You may not get to hear your fucking Ballroom Blitz or whatever stupid song you want to hear.
Ballroom Blitz, that is the suggestion of a man that has tight pants.
People love that song. People fucking love
it. That song.
They love it. But you may not hear that, but you'll be taken on a sonic journey and you won't be sorry. You won't be sorry.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a good DJ.
Think the move, if you are a DJ and someone is requesting a song, you just do the classic, "Oh, it's coming."
Yeah.
You just go, "Yeah.
Yes, you
do. It's in the hopper." Yep. Good call.
Yeah.
And just like build them up just to get them back out there. And then they're out there and they just keep waiting the whole night. And then it
100%.
Never comes. And they probably forget by the third song.
But that has happened to me. And then like they come up again. You're like, "Yep, it's coming. It's coming." And then at the end of the night, like the lights come up and then they come up to you and they're like, look genuinely so sad and hurt.
That's tough.
You didn't play it.
Yeah, that's a loser. Or you could say, "I already played it. You missed it. You must have been in a can."
When you went out, just gaslight them.
Totally gaslight
them.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I'm absolutely sure I played Piano Man by Billy Joel. 100%.
Oh, you just like, just play a little, what's his name? Night Talk. What's his name? Night Ripper. What the hell's the guy's name? Girl Talk.
Yeah, Girl Talk.
I got there. Night Ripper is the name of one of his albums.
Yeah,
I played Girl Talk.
You want to hear
all the songs
every song?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I played it. It was in there. You missed it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'll spoil this now and say that 54% of people said that requesting a song from a DJ is good, which kind of shocked me.
Wow.
Yeah. And I think it's just this idea, people confuse the hospitality industry, which I would say, like, a bar is, you know, it's part of the hospitality industry. They confuse that to mean, like, do whatever I need you to do to make me happy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just the same people at a restaurant that are like, "I see this fish is grilled with a salsa verde on top. I'd like it fried." Like, no. Well, I want it. Customer's always right. Like, this is a hospitality. Be hospitable. But that's not what it means. Like,
you could see why, and to go back what I said to start this, like, you could see why I feel like it's a little more okay at a wedding to do it to a DJ. Because in that sense...
Would you ask a conductor for a request? Would you say, "Let me hear a little Vivaldi. You pick the season."
Well, I guess like you could have gone like, "Should I be walking around the wedding photographer going,
great point.
Bad angle. Come around here
a little bit more.
Or like," and I've seen people do this, by the way, obviously, like people that are more professional.
But that is a tricky one because it is totally acceptable to tell the photographer what to photograph, just not how. Like, "Oh, can you get a picture of Skeets? Like, you know, he flew in. And I want to make sure I get a picture of him with the bride and groom," or whatever, mm-hmm, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's acceptable.
Well, look, I guess my point is maybe if I'm a guest at the wedding, shouldn't be asking the DJ to play songs, but it feels a little more okay for the bride or groom. I mean, it is their big day, and maybe they do want to hear a particular song. Now, all of this should be done in advance, right? Like you said, either the list of songs not to play, the songs of to play, or particular times when to play these songs, then yeah, you should do that. But yeah, they shouldn't have us coming up as, you know, smart as we are when it comes to music.
Respect the professional and also trust in the joy of hearing something that you didn't know you wanted to hear.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is happening before. I mean, I have DJed in bars. Like, I don't want to overstate it because this is not a long, illustrious career. I did have the CDJs going, you know. But people's minds will be... No, I have to laugh at this on my own. People's minds will be blown. Shut the fuck up, man, okay? That's why people don't want to come on this podcast. No, but I'm fine. I've seen people's minds blown. I've seen people that are on certain drugs... As you got the aux cord, and they're like, play this, play that. You're like, no, no, I got this.
Oh, you want to go here.
And then you fucking put on Drive by the Cars as they're just fucking melting into the grass outside. And they're like, what are these synths? They're like, wrapping around me like a wraith, you know? Mm. From Lord of the Rings. I just have to mention Lord of the Rings once on every show, just because it upsets people. Going. All right. As I said, people say it's good. Now, I didn't put the poll up at the right time, so the poll is still is open, so it might change. But just know that when we record the show, people said it was good.
Well, it's close, though. It was basically
close.
It's
very close. Yeah, it's very close. All right, moving on. Lucas R. asks, staycations, are they good? So Lucas wrote in here. He said, hey, Matt and JD, my wife and I are getting ready to celebrate our anniversary. We've been looking at places to go. We spent hours researching destinations, but couldn't find anything that stood out. After a while, my wife suggested we do a staycation. Basically, we'd get a hotel and, quote, explore our city, as she put it. This led to a lengthy back and forth between us about the pros and cons of a staycation. So I am bringing this problem to the experts, you guys. Please save our anniversary and let us know. Are staycations good? Love the show. That's from Lucas R. I mean, I guess first question, Skeets, have you been on a staycation?
No.
I haven't. Wrong.
I have?
You have.
Where?
You got bed bugs.
Oh, well, okay. This is interesting. I did get bed bugs. It wasn't in Paris. Don't go to Paris right now. Oh my God. They're going to be here
going
in a second.
Paris?
Oh my God. Pandemic. Bed bugs.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Oof.
I'm not kidding.
Really?
He's so concerned. He's freaking out. Yeah, man.
I guess I'll have to get my fix of the Eiffel Tower in Las Vegas.
You're right. Now, but here's the catch. I didn't consider that a staycation. Here's why. We were going to that hotel in Toronto to use the pool. That was it.
Mm.
Now, we had decided, rent a room. We're bringing 20 people in illegally into this pool.
Right.
Because nobody had a pool in Toronto. It was hot as shit. And that's what we did. We rented one room, so somebody had the key, and then it had the access to get everybody up. We had a great day. We had a blast. In the end, Nora and I lived down the street. Like, we were blocks away from our condo. Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, well, why don't we just stay here, I guess? Like, why not?
Paid for the room.
And then, of course, in the end, we got in. You want to know if there's bed bugs? There's usually a smell. There's an
yes,
odor, a specific
gotta
odor.
Check the mattress.
You got to check the mattress. You want to do that, but there's a smell, I'm telling you. And it had that smell, and we're like, oh. And then I'm like, oh, been drinking all day in the pool. Who cares? I'm going to pass out. And then sure enough, we wake up at like 3 in the morning. Nora's like, I got bit. There's bed bugs. And I'm like, oh, my God. So we went home. We got up at 3 in the morning, went down, and said, we're getting the hell out of here.
What got a vacation.
Bugs. Yeah. But I couldn't get too angry because we had done a quote-unquote illegal move
right.
that they sort of allowed us to have a bunch
right.
of people there. Anyway.
In a sense, your 20 friends were bedbugs
bed in bugs
the pool.
In the pool. Yeah, yeah. That's a good way to put it. So anyway, yeah. We went home. So look, I don't consider that a staycation, though. I don't.
Okay. But what do you think about the concept in general? Well, let's just say this. I want to get this out of the way. If you are doing a staycation and you're staying in your home, not good, definitively.
Well, that's, to me, wouldn't even consider that a staycation.
So you have to leave the house.
I would think so for
some
this
people are calling
definition.
It like, yeah, like.
So hold on, what do you mean? So what do you mean? So instead of going somewhere for the weekend, we're gonna live still in our own place and do things in the city.
Yeah, you take a week
yeah,
off.
Yeah, that's
from
called
work.
Living in the city.
Yeah, but you're taking your week
JD,
off.
JD, you've done it.
I mean, have I? When?
But what do you mean take a week off? I get that part. But then what are
I don't
you
know.
Doing?
Think about a time when you might have gotten bed bugs, then that will lead you back to the time you might have
But hold on, what are you doing? You're just doing like tourist things?
Touristy
in your city?
Stuff, yeah.
And what does that mean?
You're going to the botanical gardens. You wouldn't normally do that. I'm
so excited.
I don't know. I think that's just that to me, you're just living in your city, yeah. Doing things in your city. But the staycation part is getting the hotel room.
Yeah.
and, you know, living it up like that.
Yeah. But the only time that I think this is a good thing is if you have kids, you have somebody back at the house watching your kids, and you check into a hotel room for a night, for a weekend, for a week,
yeah,
and you never leave the hotel room. It's just a nonstop fuckfest. That's right. It. That sounds like a staycation for me. Yeah, bed bugs or no, you know, like you deal with it. Yeah. If you have kids back home and you just want to have some adult time with your partner, that seems like a good idea. And hey, go out for dinner, you know, near the hotel. But basically, you're just taking a break from your life.
Just during your refractory period.
The 15 minutes in between. Yeah.
JD's just granola bars.
That's interesting. I think
he's taking
kid angle.
A gel.
Gotta hydrate. Oh.
Yeah, taking his salt tabs.
Like, yeah, you ever fucked so long you need to take a gel like a marathon
That's a
runner?
Fuckation, my man.
I wear one of those
backpacks with the gel or whatever.
While you're having sex?
Well, yeah.
Stay hydrated.
Just in case.
Both of
just
you.
In case. Right, yeah. Yeah, we both
hey,
wear
JD,
them. That's wet.
I know you need a break from the kids, so next time just invite me over. I'll hand you little cups of water as you're going, you know, so just take them, throw them over this.
Well, the kids' angle is interesting. I hadn't thought about that, Matt. That makes more sense, more of a pro for a staycation. Just get out of my house that's nuts because of my kids. But I don't know. If you don't have kids, I don't know. What do you think, Matt?
Well, I see people talking online. It's like, well, the good part is you avoid the worst parts of the vacation, like packing for a bunch of different scenarios and climates and waking up early and getting a cab and getting to the airport. And
all good things. None of this is
going
bad.
On a flight and getting a bus when you get there and checking in. They don't have your room ready and blah, blah, blah.
That's called travel. And
No, I agree with you. I think those are the things, that's the resistance that you need to push through to get. You know, it makes the experience all the better. And I think it's very likely that even if the traveling is a shit show going to Paris in a non-bedbug time,
don't go.
You'll very likely be talking about, hey, remember when we took that trip to Paris 5 years ago? You're never going to be like, remember when we booked that hotel room 2.5 miles from where we live that weekend? Like, I just don't think it's going to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I say, don't be afraid of the bad parts of traveling. You know, it's like skiing. If you ask me if I want to go skiing, my answer is always no. Because all I'm thinking about is, I got to wake up early. I got to put on all those fucking clothes. I got to drive. The weather's bad. It's cold outside. Then I got to go to the shop. I got to rent all the gear. Then I got to wait in line. Then I got to get... But as soon as you start going down that hill...
Yeah, it's awesome. It's worth it.
Freedom, baby.
Yeah.
But this doesn't have to be one or the other, right? We are debating whether staycations are good. That doesn't mean... If you're pro staycations, don't go and travel and do any other sort of vacation.
Right.
But you have a certain amount of money, and I assume like it's not as expensive to do a staycation, still you're going to be eating into the travel budget.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
If it was me.
If I had to pick, I'm going vacation over staycation.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. But if they can't decide for whatever reason and they feel pressure because it's their anniversary, there's nothing wrong with just skipping the vacation. Banking that money for the next vacation and then just go balls out for the next one, right? Like, then you'll have double the vacation budget because you didn't go on a stupid staycation to go look at fucking Casa Loma or wherever you live.
So unlike your little staycation fuck fest, this would be a transatlantic edging.
That's right.
All right. Well, 76% of people say staycations are...
good.
Not good.
Yeah.
Not good?
Wait, did I get that right? Sorry. I you know what?
That seems odd to me.
That
I feel like more people are pro staycation. Yeah,
you know what I might have done?
What?
I might have written in not good because that's what I assumed, and then the poll did not reflect what I thought, and I just forgot to update it.
I don't know. I mean, maybe. I think more people are pro staycation than they're against. I mean,
really?
Like, there are financial reasons. There's there's the why not reason. There's people with kids, as you mentioned, get the hell out of my own house.
Yeah.
There are people that maybe don't like the parts of travel that we talked about that we're okay with, but some people...
No. Sorry. It's at 77% say good. Sorry. 77% say good.
Do I know these people or do I know
staycations
these
are good.
Wow.
Good. Glad we got that settled because accuracy is definitely the most important part of this podcast. All right, Skeets, when people need help navigating life's biggest decisions, they seek our wise counsel and we deliver an airtight verdict. It's time to settle this. Reminder, if you need advice or have found yourself in a quandary, email us at isthisgoodpod@gmail.com. Tell us what's going on. We will help you, just like we're about to help this person. Good day, ITG crew. I'll get straight to it. I have recently been suffering from a fairly severe case of hemorrhoids. In the grand scheme of things, there are worse ailments one could suffer from, but they are quite painful and have caused me to miss a number of things, such as work, going to the gym with my gym buddy, attending a board meeting in person, etc. I wasn't sure if I should just tell people what I'm afflicted with. It is a little embarrassing, not sure why, but it is. And for example, the board meeting I was required to attend was fairly important, so I decided I would still join the meeting via Zoom. People assumed I was just sick with a cold, but clearly I wasn't, so I said I was having issues with my back. Should I have told the truth? Please settle this. Kind regards, Luke. P.S. I'm from Australia, and one of my favorite things from the Starters days is when Matty O would speak in an Australian accent when imitating Lee. If my above quandary makes the cut, would you, Matty O, be so kind as to read my question out in your best Lee-style Australian accent?
Oh boy. You're going to read this again?
No. You should have put that at the top.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
He's reading it for the first time.
Yeah, you seemed like you were reading that for the first time. I don't know how much work you put into this.
No, I've read it before. All right, here's what Lee would say if he got this request. He'd go, right. That's it.
Well,
that's
no,
it.
He would say the hemorrhoids part, and then like JD and I admittedly did, he would laugh.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, serious question. How do you think that an Australian would pronounce hemorrhoids?
That's a tough one for an Aussie.
Looking at this spelling.
Hemis?
I can't make it to the grand final. I've got hemis.
I've got the butt bumps. What are hemorrhoids?
Yeah,
has
anyone have them ever? Have you had hemorrhoids?
Well, what are they?
No.
It's inflamed blood vessels in your rectum/anus, I think.
And then it hurts to sit down, I assume.
It hurts to sit. I mean, sometimes you get those donuts, you know, people sit and say their butt doesn't touch the ground.
Yeah.
Hurts when you poop, hurts when you wipe.
How do you get this, for
this fella, it hurts at rest.
How do you get it?
Great question.
Over pushing,
possibly. I know that pregnant women get them a lot. Pregnant women definitely get them.
So, like, because of hormonal reasons,
maybe the pressing of the uterus on the
anus.
I don't know. Come on, okay. Honestly, we probably should.
My uterus is on my anus.
I don't believe I've ever had them. I've never had them to the extent where I felt like I've got.
No, you've never had them. I know you've never had them.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
What about you?
I could tell. Who's to say?
You look like a guy that's had.
Okay, so is a problem. So you're embarrassed to say. Embarrassed to say is what you're saying.
Well, it is embarrassing.
Okay,
I agree with him.
I
don't know why, but it is. I mean,
I'll tell you why. It's in your ass.
Yeah.
That's why.
That's it.
I've have a problem with my ass, boss. No. I can't come in. Because of my ass.
As we've just proved, nobody knows what the hell it is and why you get it. So that's
right.
Everybody going, oh, he's got hemorrhoids. Jesus. What's he doing? Sticking a candle up his butt? Like everybody, nobody knows.
Sticking a candle?
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying.
It causes hemorrhoids, Matt. Didn't you know that?
It probably
sticking
does.
A candle up your butt? Lit or unlit?
I don't know. Yeah, nobody Matt, knows.
What are you, one of these freaks that blows out their birthday candles with their farts? Okay, I've seen those videos.
Right.
So now, like, let's say you come to work, JD, and you have pink eye.
Okay.
Or I guess you wouldn't come to work, but you say, I can't come to work, I got pink eye.
I'm coming to work with pink eye.
I've done shows with pink eye.
What the fuck? You know it's highly contagious.
I don't care. Stay out of my way.
Why don't you
I got work to do. Yeah, it's me we're talking about.
I got work to do.
Pink eye is one of these ones that you're right. Doesn't feel great to tell people either. People are like,
right, because people
somebody farted on the pillow. Yeah.
Yeah, this guy has got shit in his eyes. He doesn't know how to wipe. He doesn't know how to wash his hands.
Shit in his eyes. Oh, come on.
That's how it happens.
Well, that's what
that's
people,
wow, one of the reasons.
What's the other reason?
You got it from somebody else because it's highly contagious.
Yeah,
as you said.
To fucking work.
Because everybody keeps going to work.
Okay.
Good Lord.
Okay, I just Googled causes of hemorrhoids. Many cases are thought to be caused by too much straining on the toilet.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Due to prolonged constipation.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
This is often due to a lack of fiber in a person's diet.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Well, that's what I mean, yeah.
It's an embarrassing condition.
It's exactly right. It's exactly
because it's
right.
Like, oh, this guy doesn't
feel
know
self-inflicted,
fiber comes
unfortunately.
In vegetables and legumes and things of that nature. He doesn't know his macros. Yeah, I do agree it's embarrassing, but is it kind of inspire me? Because I've always said that if you are trying to get out of something, like plans or something, and someone's like, oh, what's wrong? And you say, I'm not feeling great, or I have a cold. They're probably going to hang up a phone and look at their partner and be like, he's trying to get out of this.
Yeah. Right.
But if you say, I have diarrhea, people believe you. Yeah, so like, why would he say, why would he admit something as horrid as he has diarrhea? Should we add hemorrhoids to this list? Get out of jail free card. Say you have hemorrhoids.
But I'm like, I'd just say, be like, we're going dancing though, man. We're not sitting down.
Another reason why you shouldn't have tight pants.
That's right. Yeah, jeez, maybe I'm gonna get hemorrhoids.
Interesting. Your pants are so tight, it caused hemorrhoids.
Yeah, diarrhea is still the move over hemorrhoids.
Diarrhea.
You think so?
Just saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a victimless.
Because everybody feels for you immediately. Yeah. Like, oh yeah, weird that you told me. So why would you lie about that? And then two, like, oh, nobody wants that, and I don't want you around with that.
but you got to start. You got to start laying the diarrhea groundwork, Skeets, because as we've discussed, you've never had it. So you got to start saying you have it so that it's believable that you have it. Because if you called me and said, I can't come to your party, I have diarrhea, I call bullshit on you.
Whoa,
I call literally shit on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now,
you're saying, did you say I have to start a diary of diarrhea? Is that what you said?
No, I said you have to lay the groundwork.
Oh, okay.
But a diarrhea is an interesting concept. He says that people assumed he was sick with a cold, but clearly he wasn't, so he said he was having issues with his back. Like, I'm not saying you need to be a fucking master thespian, Luke, but you know how easy it is to sound like you have a cold? Here, I'll go. I'll try.
All right. Bad start.
This is settle this, so yeah. Sorry, I've just been so tired. I just can't get to sleep.
Hold on, can I stop you? Can you pretend you have a cold in an Australian accent?
All right, mate. Oh, I hit the pub. I had too much Foster's, mate.
That's not a cold. That's
a hangover, you idiot.
No. I'm getting to it. That was 2 weeks ago. I'm just giving you the history. But I was sitting next to this mate, right? He's blown into a hanky. I said to him, mate, you should really stay home. He said, I'll go out when I got pink eye. I'm going to go out when I have a cold.
Crikey.
All right, so anyways, it's easy to have sound. It's harder to sound, have a cold in a different, in a foreign accent. But in your own accent, it is easy to say you have a cold.
But to be fair to Luke, you know, saying you have a back problem is much closer to the actual condition.
Yeah, it's
condition.
Smart. I liked it.
Yeah, I have a back. Oh, upper or lower? Lower.
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 Lower. Ooh, yeah, right there.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
All right, Skeets, we got to move on. It's time for the Is This Good segment, where unfortunately, everything is bad. It's time to pick your poison. All right, pick your poison. Here's how it works. I'm going to give you some related options that are all bad, and you have to pick your poison. So whichever you consider the least worst option. So I got an email from a fella named Giuseppe G, and he wrote in and asked if flash mobs were good. He wanted me to do it as an Is This Good topic. And I kind of said, thought to myself, that's just bad. It's not really a great topic. But it did get me thinking about other internet fads. Okay. So the topic is old internet fads, and you have to choose one that you are going to participate in.
Okay.
So you got to pick your poison. I wonder, I don't know if you want to sign a contract and saying the one you pick you actually have to do.
Well, I'd love to know what they are first. I mean, my guess is like there's planking involved maybe or something. I will try my best to whatever one I pick here and pick your poison to do. Yeah.
Okay, so these are in order of the year they were popular. So we start with the flash mob 2003. You're in Grand Central Station. Everything looks normal. Suddenly, Footloose starts pumping. A guy that was reading the newspaper, he puts it down. He starts dancing. And the guy with the umbrella, he's dancing too. And it's the same dance. It's crazy. And then suddenly, 30 people are in on the choreo. And you say, wow, thank you for showing me that magic can happen in the most mundane of spaces.
Well, we just got done talking about how cool line dancing was. And everybody dancing the same way. Not a lot different with a flash mob.
Except that you don't sign up for a flash mob. If you're seeing line dancing, you've elected to go in.
Yeah.
You know, you don't suddenly find yourself in the middle of people.
Makes it whimsical, JD. I didn't expect to see 30 people line dancing today.
No, here's the difference though. You're being filmed, and if you're the confused guy in the middle of all these people dancing, you're the mark.
Oh, yeah.
And you're the one that's going to look like a fool.
That's true. All right, that's flash mob. Number two, we've got planking 2011. It's pretty simple. You're just lying face down. But here's the crazy part. It's in a place you wouldn't expect to be lying down.
such a weird one.
Yeah.
That so, like, you're long. Lying face down on a kitchen counter or on a bridge or on a tiger. It's fucking crazy.
That's nuts.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, three, we got the Harlem Shake 2013. All right, again, this is a regular setting. It could be like a police station, a classroom, the Miami Heat locker room. The song Harlem Shake by Bauer plays. And one guy's kind of vibing as everyone around them is just kind of proceeding as normal. And then the beat drops, and we cut to all those people, and they're now dancing. We got props. We got costumes. Again, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And then finally, the Mannequin Challenge from 2016, Black Beatles by Ray Schremer is playing.
Ooh, yeah.
And everyone is frozen. And the person holding the camera is just walking through all these motionless people, and everyone's paused mid-activity. And again, it's crazy. So these are the four internet challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Flash mob, planking, Harlem Shake, Mannequin Challenge. Pick your poison of one to participate in.
Oh, I want to ask, do you think the Mannequin Challenge of those four, it does look the coolest? Like when you see it. I know it's a fad and it's over, but... Of these other ones, I think it looked the coolest. When done correctly, it looked pretty badass.
I just saw a recent one. It looked like a recent one. It was on a plane. Like
on a
shot
plane.
Like
wow.
This year.
Hmm.
But I always liked them. The tableau of people doing it. Like, it's a lot of thought goes into it. And some of them were awesome.
And just to get that many people just to not move.
Yeah.
Today's day and age. Like,
you know why? Because people love moving.
They do.
They really do.
Well, isn't that the huge thing going at Beyonce concerts right now? There's a part in one of her songs where I forget the lyrics, so don't.
Oh, everyone stops.
Yeah, everybody stops. It goes like dead quiet. That's pretty cool when it happens. And you see the clips. Nora said Atlanta did it best. That's what Beyonce said. but of these, I'm leaning towards Mannequin. Like, planking's the easiest.
Yeah.
But
also
arguably the
lamest.
Dumbest. Yeah.
So lame.
It's so
and no dumb. Effort. Like, you didn't even put any effort in.
I'm going Mannequin Challenge. I'm picking my poison with that.
I agree.
Did you participate in any of these in their heydays?
I
bet you
we
planked.
Did
I
one.
Bet we planked.
We did a Mannequin Challenge at the Score, didn't we?
We did?
I feel
we
like
did?
We did, yeah.
Wow, I don't remember.
Maybe we didn't. I don't know.
Possibly it would have been cool in a studio. Yeah, that would look awesome. Yeah, I'm not doing the Harlem Shake. And I'm not doing a flash mob. Planking is, and you're right, planking is the dumbest of them somehow. Yeah. It's the easiest to do, but give me Mannequin Challenge. Feels like you're right. It's a little bit more work had to go into it. I think you can do it well. I thought it was cool. You know, I don't mind that song too. So give me that.
Okay. I think that's honestly, it's a good answer. Like if we put up a picture of you planking on the No Dunks desk right now, people would do a wellness check on you.
You think so?
If you, what the fuck is wrong with him? I mean, why does he think this is?
I could do it, I mean, right maybe now.
No, not right now. You're gonna be out of frame. Oh, okay. But JD, take a picture of Skeets planking on the table after. We'll see if it does numbers. All right, Skeets, so I do have one bonus one for you. One bonus pick your poison here. Mm-hmm. So these challenges got me thinking about food challenges that have happened on the internet. So here are your options. Tide Pod Challenge. So this started from the premise that Tide detergent pods looked delicious. But this challenge actually involved eating the Tide Pod. You had the Cinnamon Challenge. We have to swallow a spoonful of powdered cinnamon without any water in 1 minute. The Gallon Challenge. Drink a gallon of milk or chug a gallon of milk, but you cannot puke for an hour after. Spoiler alert, you will probably puke. Or Mentos and Diet Coke, starting from the experiment of you put Mentos, Diet Coke, it explodes. But then this evolved into putting the Mentos in your mouth and then chucking Diet Coke and, of course, seeing if your head exploded.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that part. I didn't know the
head was exploding.
Well, I didn't know the part where you – I knew the Mentos in the Coke and it explodes. I didn't know people were, like, trying to drink it.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say put it up your butt. It helps cure hemorrhoids or something like that.
I mean, to say that they're – trying to drink it is,
I mean, it's
it's basically just to see them see it spraying out of their nose, really. I mean, that's the bit.
So I'm supposed to pick one of these.
Yeah, you got to do one of these.
I'm not doing the Tide one. That's insane. That's dangerous. I assume
you assume. Well, I would assume it's dangerous.
What was the second one you said?
Cinnamon Challenge.
Okay. Mm. That's pretty harmless. And then we obviously had this Diet Coke. And what was the third one? Sorry?
Gallon Challenge.
I've done a version of that on air.
A worse version, I would say.
Yeah.
Because it was eggnog.
Oh, my.
But do you think you had a gallon of it?
I had a lot of it, man. I don't know if it was a gallon, but I had a ton of it. Done it twice, to be honest.
Yeah.
I did it back in the score days. And then I did it when we were on Starters.
Yeah.
And that one, I had the shakes, man, driving home. Like, I was like my body was...
From the sugar.
Sugar. And I puked as we were going off the air. Yeah. So I'm not doing that again.
Okay.
I'll go cinnamon. I'd try it. I don't think I've ever tried it.
That's honestly very, very dangerous on account of your esophagus.
Really?
Yeah, because you can't breathe in it. I actually,
wow.
It can get caked up there as well, maybe.
No, I get
it. It's not good. I think the correct answer is Mentos and Diet Coke.
Well, that one's... I'm going to make a mess, though.
Yeah.
If I'm outside, okay.
So do outside.
Okay, yeah, if I'm outside.
Get on your pork and beans, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's a music video with Weezer pork and beans where they did that. It's not important. All right, Skeets. There's only one last thing to do on the final Summer of Dunks. Can you believe it?
I can't.
Okay, you hear you say no?
No.
Yeah, well, it's time for Subjective Trivia. All right, subjective trivia. It's just like regular trivia, except only I know the answer. So, Skeets, we started the show talking about how, due to running, your calves blew up and they burst through all your pants. So, today's
Incredible
question
Hulk
is,
style.
Which part of my body do I wish was bigger?
Dick.
Here are your options. My butt, my hands, my biceps, or my pecs?
Butt, hands, biceps,
or pecs.
Ooh, this is tough.
Okay, it's not bicep because he's been showing
guns. Yeah.
Are you proud of me for my restraint for not saying penis?
Very proud.
It's good. It's good.
Okay, you're removing. You said biceps right away.
I'm saying that it's not biceps. Yeah. His biceps look great.
I think you're right. We can take that one off the board. We had pecs, hands, and what was the first one?
Butt.
I don't think he's going butt. Yeah. No.
I think he's happy with that little butt.
Yeah, I was going to say. He doesn't have a...
He's been doing a lot of Pilates.
I mean, the more butt, the more chances of hemorrhoids is what I think happens, too.
You're right.
It's a more area.
No, because I think the more power you could push it through, easier, you know.
Interesting. Let's remove it anyway.
Yeah.
So we're down to hands and we're down to pecs.
Hands and pecs.
Man.
Again, this guy's been working out like a fiend.
Yeah, but everybody always wants bigger pecs.
You're right.
Tough muscle to build up.
Yes. But he's been doing a lot. I think it's hands.
You think he's going to go hands?
I'm going hands.
You see them a lot. You know, the pecs are under his shirt.
I've seen him with his
shirt. He's always wanted to dunk.
You've seen him try to palm a basketball.
That's true. Okay. Yeah. I mean, one of those two, so I think let's go hands. We're locking in hands.
I can be talked out of hands.
No, let's do it.
You want to do it?
All right.
Hands.
I hate to end the Summer of Dunks on this note. You call me a basic bitch, but biceps.
Oh, my God. We removed it immediately.
You took it out too quick.
But
your guns are good,
give
bro.
Give us those guns. Show us the guns.
What do you want?
They're not good.
What do you want?
It's an illusion.
You're selfish.
There's nothing here. How flabby are the shit?
I can't even look at your biceps. I'm only looking at your hands.
I know, but like, it's going to be weird for me to have like Bomani Jones style hands
fingers,
on
like
this
long fingers, yeah.
Body, yeah. And pecs, I don't like the idea of
big
bodybuilder pecs like straining against the front of my t-shirt. I don't like that.
You don't want to be able to
I was blessed with a perfect butt.
Yeah, you don't want your pecs to be able to that move where you can go get them
nodding
at people.
And frankly, there's a lot of movements like bench press or any kind of pressing that push-ups that does work at least, you know, partially on the pecs. But like I do kind of more just general holistic workouts, and I'm not sitting there going like curling a dumbbell to do my biceps. Because I feel like it's not a compound movement, you know, it's just working your biceps, and then I always feel silly doing it, you know?
Yeah, but it's part of a larger workout. Like, you go
really,
to the gym.
Because your biceps
your
are not
mine.
Really important in the grand scheme of things. It's like backs.
Well, they are to you, apparently.
If you go to a
Well, that's I want them without having to work out to get them. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Just get a pair of dumbbells at the house there. Just start lifting, curling Butch.
Yeah, the cats.
Yeah, two cats. You got two cats.
One in each arm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's my answer.
Okay, well, we got it wrong.
So you would have been a pecs man?
I think I would have maybe been a biceps man. Biceps or pecs, for sure. One of those two.
Same.
Yeah, maybe pecs. Maybe pecs.
Also, biceps, even though they're not that important, are a funny proxy for people thinking you have a good body. Because, like, if you're at the pool and you're, you know, drinking from a glass and you got a big bicep popping up, you're like, "Oh, that guy's in shape."
I mean, but you're only saying that because you never take off your shirt. If you took off your shirt and you had
I'm wearing
awesome...
short sleeves, JD, you could see my biceps.
Right. But if you took off your shirt and you had awesome pecs, or if you had really big biceps but no pecs, they'd be like, "What the hell's going on with that guy? That guy jerks off a lot or something, you know, like"
I should pick
guilty as charged.
Yeah, yeah. I should pick butt if I'm being honest. Like I have
that's
very
true.
Flat butt, but I don't care.
Honestly, another reason to get bigger pants because it won't be as noticeable that you have a flat butt.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. I gotta go shopping, eh?
All right, and we gotta close down the Summer of Dunks so Skeets can go shopping.
Yeah, can
and
I
I'm
say
gonna
something?
Go to...
I want to give you a trivia question to end this because we were talking staycation, and I knew that was going to be a topic before heading over here. I started thinking like. When did that come into the lexicon? Who created that?
Staycation.
When did that start?
Yeah, good question.
Uh-huh. I looked it up, and the internet has a particular television show that's been credited with starting staycation.
Really?
I didn't know if you guys knew this. That's a pretty good trivia question if we believe what you know staycation. Wikipedia is telling me. Yeah. Any guesses? I'll tell you this. Canadian television show.
Wow.
Yeah.
And like produced in Canada or just?
Produced in Canada.
What year are we talking?
I believe they said it on the show in 2015, I want to say. Oh, no.
Whoa, that's late.
Wait.
That can't be right.
Hold on.
I think you might have just...
Hold on.
See, look, it's not so easy doing this show.
No,
I said it
but,
off the
okay,
top.
Now I see the show ran from 04 to 09, so maybe I had that wrong. Who the heck started
I want to say Trailer Park Boys?
No. Now, this is I bet this is a show that none of us watched. And I bet, it was very very popular, like in Canada.
Corner Gas.
That's correct.
Really?
Corner gas.
Wow.
Yep.
Just a couple of hose heads? A couple of hosers?
Brent
going out for
butt?
A rip? It was... Having a staycation?
Okay, I had my years wrong. Not 2015. 2005. Brent Butt.
Yeah.
Coined the term, apparently, staycation. Brent Butt.
Brent Butt has a lot of hemorrhoids.
Very happy with the size of his butt.
Yeah. Isn't that's a nice little trivia for everybody out there. Apparently, Brent Butt, okay. Corner Gas, 2005, created the term staycation.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're welcome,
I guess
world.
I never really put this together. Brent Butt, Corner Gas? I mean...
Yeah.
No wonder that show was
Did any
hilarious.
You guys didn't watch it, right?
Nah.
Yeah.
No.
Not really.
It's all right.
They made an animated version.
Yeah.
I think it's airing now, actually.
Cartoon Gas.
Yeah.
All right, Skeets, where can people find you?
Find me at J.E. Skeets on the X, on the Instagram. Follow us at No Dunks Inc., I-N-C on the N, on the X's, on the Instagrams, on the TikToks, and YouTube, of course. Season right around the corner. Come join us every day, Monday through Friday, as we break down the NBA games and, you know, all the storylines surrounding the drama of that league. So, yeah.
Well, I, for one, am excited for you to get back to basketball podcasting and give me something to listen to every day.
Oh, I can't wait. I mean, it's going to be here in a hurry.
Yes.
I mean,
oh, geez, it's right around
weeks.
The corner.
Yes,
hey,
it's close.
And that's why, great segue. That's why we're leaving the feed. We're going back to our own feed. If you're listening to this on the No Dunks feed, please subscribe to Is This Good? Wherever you listen, you'll get this show every week with a cool and funny or hot and sexy guest?
What did I say? Cool and great?
Cool and great.
Too weird.
If you want to hear people that are both cool and great, subscribe to Is This Good wherever you listen to podcasts. Check us out Patreon, patreon.com/isthisgood. And yeah, send me emails at isthisgoodpod@gmail.com. Skeets, thank you so much for coming. Thanks for coming on every week. No, just kidding, other people came on too. Thanks to JD. Thanks to No Dunks for letting us share their feed. We've really appreciated it.
This was like a staycation, basically, for you guys.
In a sense.
A podcast staycation. And it was great. Now you guys can get out of here.
Yep.
I got to clean the sheets. There's probably bed bugs.
Oh, yeah. We definitely left.
In here, there's definitely bed bugs.
Definitely bed bugs and blood. And if JD's been in there, other fluids. Thanks in advance for leaving a 5-star review for everyone. I'm Matt Austin, and this was good. We'll see you next week.